proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, in 1951 and continues till today. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or attain a sample copy. Recently, one of our issues of the magazine dealt with the important topic of prayer. I want to share with you one of these articles concerning the Western Wall in Jerusalem, a place of prayer. I believe it will be a blessing to you. A famous Israeli song says, "There are people with hearts of stone, but there are stones with the hearts of people." This beautifully represents the longing of the Jewish heart to Jerusalem and the temple. However, the temple was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, in 586 BC, and again in 70 AD, with the last remnant of the glorious temple being the Western Wall, known as the Kotel in Hebrew. Many mistakenly call this place the holiest site in Judaism. However, Jewish people regard the Temple Mount as such. The real reason for prayer at the Western Wall is that this is the closest place that Jewish people can pray religiously, where the Holy of Holies was situated in the temple. The Western Wall serves as a symbol of history, courage, and prayer for the Jewish people. The temple was built by Herod the Great in about 20 BC, with the Western Wall serving as a retaining wall for the temple platform. Outside the wall was a large road with houses and stores welcoming pilgrims for the Feast of Israel. Above were large archways giving entrance to the Temple Mount. When the Roman 10th Legion destroyed the temple in 70 AD, the Western Wall was left intact as it was not regarded as a part of the temple itself. As the Jewish people were dispersed around the world, the Western Wall gave a faint image of the glories of the days of the Holy Temple. In 1546, an earthquake damaged the Temple Mount and homes nearby. Ottoman Turk Suleiman the Magnificent ordered the area near the Western Wall cleared for the Jewish people to gather and pray. Upon seeing the fervencies of the prayers of the Jewish people, the site became known also as the Wailing Wall. The area of prayer was a narrow alley, sometimes serving as a garbage area used by Muslims. Even though Jewish people came to pray at the wall on occasion, such as Tisha B'Av, it was not a daily traditional place of prayer until the Six-Day War in 1967. After Israeli paratroopers reached the Temple Mount and the Western Wall, bulldozers removed nearby homes in the Mugrabi Quarter to create the expansive Western Wall Plaza, where thousands of visitors pray today. Many visitors to the Western Wall write prayers and place them in the cracks of the wall. Many believe this special place serves as a direct portal to God in heaven. Twice a year, on Passover and Rosh Hashanah, the papers placed in the Western Wall are removed by the religious authorities. They are not discarded, but are properly buried on the Mount of Olives as a sign of respect, as they may have the name of God written upon them. Another common practice at the Western Wall is celebrations of bar mitzvahs when Jewish boys become sons of the commandment. When leaving the Western Wall, many observant Jews walk backward out of respect for the place of prayer. The Western Wall tells the story of Israel and the Jewish people. It is interwoven in rich history, tradition, and faith. And even though the tradition of prayer at the Western Wall is more recent, the practice of prayer has solidified this place as a sacred site that has united the Jewish people to the heart and soul of Jerusalem. As believers in Jesus the Messiah, the Western Wall calls us to believe in the promises of God and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for tuning in today. Again, this is from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to obtain your copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's Everlasting Nation Museum, located in Hickson, Tennessee. One of the exciting exhibits there is an amazing replica of the Western Wall. Find out more about the museum, including a virtual tour, at ibjm.org. Come and see it! You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.